It's been going well. Our guys have been really into it. They've had a good look in their eye all off season, which is what we would have expected. And, you know, we still have a ways to go, but if you think back to where we've come, as we think back to where we've come from, we've come a long way. So, you know, we're just going to try to keep getting better. We got one more day tomorrow and then get ourselves ready for training camp.
How has Kyle Uletta looked compared to rookie quarterbacks you've worked with in the past?
Yeah, he's got, it's early. You know, we haven't done anything in pads. We haven't played any games. But he's got a nice calmness about himself that, if things don't go exactly like they're drawn up on the board, his mind works pretty fast so far, and he finds the next guy, gets through his progressions. He has a good feel for anticipation and touch and things like that. So I think he's off to a good start.
You have two guys, seems like they're starting on the right side of your offensive line, who spent most of their career on the left side. What are the challenges and concerns with that?
Yeah, about like you would expect. There's a newness. You start from the stance, just kind of getting comfortable and in the stances. Whether or not it's first or second down or third down, as you're protecting the passer. And then with the newness, not just of those two guys being there, getting a feel for each other, how they work, how they work in pass protection to pass games off or work on double teams in the run game. Just the newness of the whole offense. So it's been good to see. I think we're getting better. Both those guys are getting better and more comfortable. They're both very talented. They both have a good look in their eye on coming out and wanting to prove things. So they're kind of like the rest of us. We're not there yet, but we're working to get better.
New habits can go away fast. Six weeks now after this mini camp. How do they keep going?
That's a good question. It is a little bit harder than you think. Really, for all of us, we get a little break, but you kind of got to get your mind going back quickly, and you might lose out on a little muscle memory, so to speak. But I mean, that's we plan for that as well as coaches, and I think our players do, especially the veterans that have done it before. What maybe you lose a little bit to start with is not as much as maybe you're starting at the start of the off season. So, and I think it's important that the other part of it is just from the little short time I've been here, I think it's important to these guys, and I think that shows up in our meetings, in our walkthroughs, and I think because of that, it's going to be a less of a learning curve when we get back.
Does it feel like you didn't leave Carolina with so many Panthers around here?
No, it definitely feels like I left Carolina. We've got I'm thrilled to be here, and we've got, Dave's brought some guys in here that were quality players for us in Charlotte, and they're again like the rest of us here with something to prove.
Mike, how valuable is it to have a running back as versatile as Saquon, who's a threat, running the ball, catching the ball, you move him around a little bit?
Yeah, he's looked good in all those areas, as you guys have seen, and we've seen day in and day out. He's still a rookie. He's still got a lot of things to learn, not just, what's on paper and this is your job on this play, but all the little adjustments that you're going to make before the snap, after the snap. Each team's going to try to, each team's a little bit different. You got to get used to that. We're working all off season long against our defense. Then all of a sudden the first game preseason game is going to be against Cleveland. They're a different style. Obviously the opener, that's going to be different style of defense, but you still have to kind of he has to learn. You still have your foundation and what you're doing, and then just to make those little adjustments. But he's a guy that we think is going to have some flexibility and some versatility for us.
Mike, now that you've had a spring to work with Eli Manning and see him in person, what's your assessment of what you've seen from him, where he is at this stage of his career?
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited to continue to work with him. I think he's, we talk about in our profession about coming to work every day, being the same guy, having the guys around you know what to expect from you, and he's the you know, the true example of that. You know, he's you know, he's really worked hard to learn this offense as fast as anybody, and again, just not just to learn it, but to learn all the adjustments, you know, and he's got such a good feel of what he knows we're going to have to, adjustments that you're going to have to make moving forward, even though sometimes we might not even have talked about him here already because it's just our defense. But all that being said, he's his timing is good. He's been accurate, and he knows where to find guys if number one's not open. So those are all things he hopefully will, he'll continue to improve on. And, you know, he'll probably be the first to tell you he's, you know, he needs to, you know, continue to improve and get better for us to keep taking steps.
And ability-wise, is there anything at all you see that's maybe a concession to age and arm strength or anything at all, or is he still kind of the same guy?
Well, we're not going to run Q power with him. So. But other than that, you know, right now it's been good. I mean, he's, you know, there's, as we know, the guys that are his age in this league are playing, you know, are in it for a reason because they understand where they're at in their careers. They understand their bodies. They understand what they got to get done. You know, the Drew Brees, the Roethlisberger, Philip Rivers, those guys. And, you know, Tom is obviously in almost like in a different class by himself, being even a few years older. But they all, and Eli's a perfect example, they get that. They understand that. And they know that. And their minds are real fast. And that's, if there's any maybe whatever he lacks maybe in because he's a little bit older, he makes up because of his mind so being so fast.
Mike,
we'll
take
two more.
Mike, where have you seen Davis Webb take the biggest jump this spring?
I think he's it's hard to say exactly where he's taken the biggest jump. He has taken big strides, and you know, I think he's flashed for sure during some practices. I really like his arm strength. He can be really accurate. I think he'll probably, you know, again, probably be the first to tell you he can work on his consistency, finding if everything's not right, finding the outlet, fixing it sometimes. It might be not a great call against that defense, knowing how to fix it. Maybe a receiver falls down or whatever, or there's a protection, knowing where to go when those things happen. But he's all those guys are, and he's another good example of guys that are really eager to learn the offense as well as they can, and he comes to work with knowing that with the mindset that he wants to prove to himself and to everybody in this building that he can play.
Well, when you spoke to Mike Solari, Hal Hunter, a couple weeks ago, months ago, I guess, right. Ready, he said you have to kind of see like who your pieces are, get on the field a little bit to know what kind of running game you're going to have or what you can sort of hang your hat on. Where do you see that going at this point?
Well, I think we're still in that step, right in the middle of that step. We're still evaluating the guys up front. you know, Coach Shermer's offense, where, you know, there's we have the ability to do a lot of things. We just kind of want to still have the ability to do those things, but zero in on things that, you know, we're good at up front, that Saquon's good at, all of our running backs. And just, you know, have that mix of things that we're going to be good at, but also not be predictable, do enough stuff where we're versatile and we're keeping teams off balance. And, you know, like I said, we're still kind of in the middle of that step. But, you know, as we get into training camp, I think we'll start zeroing in on the things that that we can hang our hat on.
Are you leaning anyway, zone, power, inside, outside?
Right now it's kind of – we want to be a little bit of everything in that regard, and for good reason to be – so we're not really, you know, being too predictable, but, you know, and then we'll kind of tailor it as we get into the games.